This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israeli warplanes have been pounding Iran's capital on this sixth day of conflict that could lead to U.S. intervention. Correspondent Jared Hill reports.
To date, Trump administration officials have said the U.S. is not involved in Israel's attacks, though the U.S. has been helping Israel fend off Iranian counterstrikes. Israel's military says it struck a centrifuge production site as well as several weapons production sites in Iran overnight. Meanwhile, sirens blared as explosions blasted over Israel, the country's Iron Dome intercepting Iranian missiles.
An Iranian official is warning U.S. intervention would be a, quote, recipe for all-out war in the region. He hasn't kept his admiration for the platform a secret.
I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points.
President Trump expected to sign an executive order this week, once again delaying a deadline for TikTok's Chinese owner to sell the video sharing app. This time for 3 months. Members of Congress are asking for more security after two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses were shot at their homes last weekend. State Rep. Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed. CBS's Scott McFarland.
We've heard from some lawmakers who say they've been notified that they were on the target list of this alleged shooter, including a congresswoman from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Hillary Shelton, who canceled a town hall meeting last night because of it, and Greg Landsman, a Democrat from Cincinnati, who says he beefed up his police presence because of that.
Charges against the suspect could carry the death penalty. Brad Lander, a Democratic candidate for mayor of New York City, was handcuffed and arrested after he tried to steer a man past immigration and customs enforcement officers. CBS's Michael George.
The Department of Homeland Security says Lander was arrested for assaulting law enforcement and impeding a federal officer. Lander denies that. He was released several hours later, and New York Governor Kathy Hochul said the charges were dropped.
A top Trump administration official is feeling better after a health scare. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs.
Kristi Noem, President Trump's Homeland Security Secretary, was taken to a Washington, D.C. hospital, but is recovering, according to officials. Noem apparently had an allergic reaction and was being treated at George Washington University Hospital's emergency room.
An investigation is underway into the cause of death for a celebrity chef.
If your pan is really hot and smoking, what do you do?
55-year-old Ann Burrell, host of Food Network's Worst Cooks in America, was found unresponsive at her home. Her final Instagram post paid tribute to the Green Lady of Brooklyn, a fixture in her New York neighborhood. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. They're still cleaning up the Walgreens on Memorial Drive after a car went into the store early this morning. And around 1 a.m., police were called after a driver crashed through the front of the store and ended up at the back of the building. Rescue crews found the driver, the only person in the car, conscious and breathing at the scene. Their condition isn't yet known. When it comes to City of Racine meetings, they're going with the flow. The City Hall elevator is out and meetings have been moved temporarily, so tonight's Wastewater and Water Work Commission meeting will be at the Racine Water Utility. Wastewater will start at 5:30, Water Works will follow. A statement says it'll give commissioners a chance to see the utility operation up close. The library has been hosting most other meetings in the interim. Authorities across the state line have not yet ID'd the man who died after getting hit by a car Monday outside the entrance of Six Flags. Kearney police say the accident took place at just after 10 p.m. on the road leading into the park. The driver did stay at the scene and assisted police. Rubble in downtown Racine is piling up and getting hauled out. Demolition is well underway at the old downtown Racine YMCA. The building that once served as a community hub had become an eyesore after closing in 2019. The city expects the site to be cleared by the end of the year, and they'll soon begin seeking proposals for future development of the property. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Brewers lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's game two of the Brewers and Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Crew losing last night 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy's reaction after the defeat.
It was a good game. A lot of great defensive plays, both ends. They hit in the clutch. You know, they did some clutch hitting. Suzuki's homer changed the game. I'm proud of our guys. We did some good things. We didn't necessarily hit big situations, but leaving 10 guys on base or 9, whatever it was. But, you know, credit to their pitching staff and credit to their defense. You know, they got a great lineup.
The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong with a diving catch of Bryce Terang's liner in the 8th and followed that up with a 2-run homer in the 9th, 452 feet, hitting the scoreboard. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things. Great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call
262-886-9200. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, light winds. Look for temperatures to drop into the mid-60s. On Wednesday, showers and storms and heavy rainfall. We'll see high temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Right now, it's 67.
Every man in here has that friend that they occasionally look at and wonder how they hold down a job. And if you don't think that about a friend, that means you're the friend. My friend like that is Ricky. Ricky and I, one time, we went axe throwing. I don't know if you've ever done that. You throw an axe, you drink a beer, you try and forget our democracy's in crisis. And at one point, Ricky turned to me and he goes, "Hey, before axe throwing, what did they use axes for?" "Chopping wood." He was like, "Really?" And I was like, "Don't talk anymore." And I kind of forgot about it. And then like a month later, Ricky called me out of the blue and he goes, "I did it. I built my own axe throwing range in my backyard." Yeah, he's divorced. And then he immediately starts bragging. He's like, "Yeah, now I can throw an axe 20 yards and hit a bullseye." And I'm like, "That's impressive. You know when that's going to come in handy? Never." He's like, "Hey, you never know." I'm like, "No, I do know. Even if someone broke in your house and you happen to be holding an axe, you're not going to be able to say, 'Hey, can you come 10 feet closer?'"
Doesn't have a from Yellow Submarine, Nowhere Man. It was originally from that movie, right? One of the Blue Meanies, remember? And he was Nowhere Man. It's I never remember that from 1968. It's 6:11 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Showers, thunderstorms today. Showers, thunderstorms tonight. Sunny tomorrow with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Hear the thunder last night? Yeah, wasn't that loud, but I heard a rumbling all night. High 68 today, low 62 tonight, 75 the high tomorrow. It is humid now. You can tell because when I got out of my car, my glasses got all fogged up this morning. Cloudy, 65 degrees right now, right here at Radio Park. Are you looking out your back door? Maybe you should. Here's CCR, local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM and 1400 AM.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Doo, 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 looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur controller. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door.
Local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN 615. Got a list of the most attractive occupations out there. Now, this is what people say, assuming salary was no object, you know, wasn't important. These are what people want to be. A t-shirt cannon guy. You know what a t-shirt cannon guy is? If you ever go to a sporting event, sometimes they have these little mini cannons that the guys hold. Could be a woman holding it too. And they shoot t-shirts into the crowd. T-shirt cannon guy. I guess that's a glamorous job. Traveling food critic. I wouldn't mind that. Get to eat some nice foods. See, I wouldn't do well with that. I was just thinking, because I'm very picky on what I eat. They'd bring some food out and they say, no, I'm not eating that. Yeah, no, I couldn't do that job. Forest ranger? No, too many bugs out in the woods. And teacher. I could do that. I could do a teacher job. Yeah. Not as good as a real teacher, but I could do it. And you know what never makes the list on these glamorous jobs? Disc jockey. I thought this job was a glamorous job. What do I know? I guess it's not. Showers and thunderstorms in our forecast today. Highs near 68, cloudy, 65 degrees here at Radio Park. It's 6:16 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, Fontella Bass, Rescue Me.
Rescue me.
Yeah.
until the pass, rescue me. 618 local news. Timeless Hits here at WRJN. So this guy is suing Apple for over $6 million after his wife found text messages he sent to, how should we say this, ladies of the night, and divorced him. Now, he deleted them on his phone, but didn't realize she can actually see them on their shared computer. So he thinks Apple should have to cover everything he lost in the divorce. You know what? I want to watch that trial on TV. I'm going to take a week's vacation when that's on TV. I got to see how that trial pans out. It's 619 at WRJN Local News. Tamla's Hits with Pete and the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Carrie Bradshaw, a.k.a. Sarah Jessica Parker, recently spoke to Huffington Post UK. During the interview, she talked about the backlash she received for playing Bradshaw on HBO's Sex and the City. Parker discussed the double standard between men and women and how women are treated differently when they're portrayed as cheaters on TV. Parker made a point to say that her character on And Just Like That is judged similarly decades later. New episodes of And Just Like That premiere Thursdays on Max. For those of you who are like me and live in a remote area, there is good news regarding a new comedy to check out. Friendship is now available to stream, according to the New York Post. The A24 cringe comedy that asks the question, should men have friends, stars Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd and had a modest but successful limited theatrical run. Friendship is available to stream on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. Dogs and Cream flips the script on hot dogs with flavors that are anything but ordinary. Backed by popular demand, the Wisco Dog, a juicy Frank smothered in beer cheese, grilled onions, and bacon bits, all on a soft pretzel bun. It's bold, it's savory, it's downright delicious. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Midwesterners believe in hard work, learning valuable skills, and making smart decisions. We have a right to the things we are willing to work for, but we know that sometimes we all need a little help when things get tough. We believe in helping those who've been knocked down or left behind, and we do that. And so should our government. The current budget bill going through Congress is supported by people who have forgotten that they are there to work for us. Instead of giving tax dollars back to us in times and in places where we need help, they want to give it away to those who don't need it. A lot of billionaires worked hard for their money, and good for them. But our government giving them tax breaks that simply increase their wealth is not a smart decision, and it's not what Midwesterners know is fair. We all deserve the opportunity to increase our standard of living. We don't want handouts. We just want a fair shake, and this budget bill does not do that. Call your representatives and tell them that the hardworking middle class needs a budget bill that works for us. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect through the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance freely.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around. Everyone was there. Yoko brought her walrus. There was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da. La-da-da-da. Them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky tonk. It was time to leave, but it's all right now. Learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da. La da 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 da. And it's all right now. Yeah. Learn my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Garden Party, Rick Nielsen. You know what that song's about? He went to Madison Square Garden to perform. And this is about a year or two, maybe 3 years, about 2 years before he passed away. And they wanted to hear the old songs. You know, Hello, Mary Lou. He wanted to play all his new stuff with the Stone Canyon Band. That was his new band. And he had a whole bunch of new songs he wanted to play. And they didn't want to hear that. They wanted to hear Traveling Man, Hello, Mary Lou, and, you know, Teenage Idol. They went to hear all those old songs. And he didn't want to do that. And they were upset. They were booing and everything because he wasn't playing the old songs. And he wrote this song, Garden Party. Madison Square Garden is where the garden is. Garden Party, based on that experience. Yeah. He died in the plane crash on New Year's Eve on the way to a New Year's Eve gig he had. And the plane went down. And that was, I forget what year that was. Probably it was in the mid-80s, I think, it happened. Yeah. All right. See what I got for you here this morning. This is brilliant. A group of LSU students invented a new car seat tech to prevent babies from being left in hot cars. They heard most deaths happen because people forget the baby is with them. So it links to your phone and sets off an alarm on your phone if you leave too far a distance from the car and your child is still in their seat and you have to go back and get your kid. I love that idea. Wow, that is just great. See? The students, they're helping. They know what they're doing. Here's Del Shannon, Runaway.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong. And as I still walk on, I think of the things we've done together while our hearts were young. I'm a walking in the rain, tears are falling and I feel a pain, a wishing you were here by me to end this misery. And I wonder why she ran away, and I wonder where she will.
Shannon, local news, timeless hits, WRJN 630 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A trial was supposed to start today for a former Racine County prison worker. However, a plea deal was reached yesterday. Court records show the three-day jury trial for Jacqueline Height is off the docket, with a plea hearing now set for next week. Height is a former supervisor at the Racine Correctional Institution, accused of having an inappropriate relationship with an inmate and giving them contraband. There are 20 counts of second-degree sexual assault and additional charges for delivering illegal items to an inmate. The terms of the plea aren't yet known. Cleanup continues at the Walgreens on Memorial Drive in Racine after a car plowed into the store early this morning. The vehicle went through the front and ended up at the back of the store. Rescue crews found the driver conscious and breathing at the scene. Their condition isn't yet known. Rescue crews from around the region responded to a reported drowning last night in Lake Michigan just across the state line. One person was saved from the water. It was at around 6:30 when an alert went out from the Illinois Beach State Park in Zion. Boats from Beach Park, Pleasant Prairie, Winthrop Harbor, and others assisted in the operation, with divers and sonar teams combing the area for the victim. It took about 30 minutes, but the person that went in was pulled out alive. Their current condition isn't yet known. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Beginning with this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, it's going to be dairy from here on out. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. That's the word from Janet Keller, General Manager of Wisconsin Farm Technology Days.
Absolutely, and we don't always want to just focus on large operations, because certainly our industry has changed drastically. I'm old enough, Pam, you know me. I've been around the block, and I'm old enough to remember that it takes all types of dairies. There are a lot of smaller acreage operations, smaller animal unit operations, and we want to make sure we have something for all of them to see and witness and perhaps adapt back home.
Janet Keller, General Manager of Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Clinton Farms in Waupaca County will host the annual event August 5th through the 7th. This is actually the third time that the Clinton family will host Wisconsin's largest outdoor agriculture event. Take a look at some of the details. WIFarmTechDays.org.
65 years ago, Bob Steffes built a legacy, one auction at a time. Today, Steffes Group carries on that tradition, delivering trusted service with integrity you expect. From the first conversation to the final bid, we're more than an auction company. We're your partner in sharing your legacy, because here, handshakes still mean something. Visit steffesgroup.com right now for information on auctions in your area, nationwide, and to find a local representative near you. That's steffesgroup.com.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to outyield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about beef production in Wisconsin and what's happening now, the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association inviting you to their summer production tour. This year it's going to be on Saturday, June 28th, and it's going to feature farms in southeast Wisconsin. The first stop will be Adams Land and Cattle near Lake Geneva. It's a fourth-generation family farm with about 1,500 crop acres, around 180 head of cattle. They raise primarily Angus, Charley, crossbred beef, and dairy cross calves. The next stop will be the DeLong Company in Clinton, 6 generations of agribusiness folks there that are focused in on grain management. If you want to see all the details, go to WisconsinCattlemen.com under their events tab. Again, the date, Saturday, June 28th. And that's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure you're cool all summer long and call Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today, 262-989-1001, 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, light winds. Look for temperatures to drop into the mid-60s. On Wednesday, showers and storms and heavy rainfall. We'll see high temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
You like my jacket? I was going to wear my camouflage jacket, but I couldn't find it. I saw a guy one time wearing a camouflage hat. You gotta wonder where his head is at. I like camouflage jokes. You know how come? You don't see him coming. My old school R&B station has been sending me mixed signals. I don't know if I'm supposed to get down on it or get up off of that thing. I have a nice waist. I get complimented on my waist all the time. I was talking to these girls at a club. Soon as I left, she turned to her buddies and said, "What a waste."
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when
back.
You see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you.
Hey la,
such a long time. He's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kinda big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Friends back, the Angels, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a Wednesday morning at 6:40. Looking for showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 68. Right now it's just cloudy and very humid, 65 degrees here at Radio Park. You know, everybody's got problems. Everybody's got troubles. If you think they don't, nah, they do. But rarely do we discuss them on the air. Well, listen to this. A helicopter reporter for Fox 11 TV in Los Angeles, his name is Stu Mundell, went viral on Saturday afternoon after ranting about his failed marriage while covering the No Kings protest in L.A. He just broke out talking about his marriage and the problems. Talked about his separation, how he had a bunch of debacles in his personal life, and he loved whiskey and gin. He admitted to getting lonely, but has cats. That's got to be a first, huh? While he's covering a very important story, just decides to spill his guts about his entire life and his problems. Whoa. All right. We're looking for showers and thunderstorms. As I said, highs near 68 today. Right now, cloudy, humid, 65 at Radio Park. Never rains in Southern California. Here's Albert Hammond.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true, sure and true. Seems it never rains in summer.
Southern California from 1972, Albert Hammond. 644 local news, Sam Lissitz, WRJN. So this 95-year-old farmer in England just got his Rolex watch back 50 years after it was eaten by a cow. A guy with a metal detector found it in the field where the cow used to graze. Now, knowing how the cow had to give it up, I wonder if this guy's ever going to wear it again, huh? And there's only one way that came out of the cow. 645, music explosion.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite, you need a little bit of soul to put you right. You gotta make like you wanna deal a prayer. And then a little bit of soul will come your way.
A little bit of soul. It's 647. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Showers and thunderstorms with a high near 68 today. More showers and thunderstorms tonight. Low 62. Sunny tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Slight chance. And, of course, tomorrow being Juneteenth Day. 75 degrees the high tomorrow. Cloudy 65 degrees right now. Very humid at Radio Park. Got a new poll here. 78% of Americans say air travel etiquette is worsening over the past few years, like putting bags on seats in the terminal so nobody can sit down. Reclining your seat on the plane without asking. I've never heard anybody ask me. They just do it. And I have no, I'm 6'3" and my knees have nowhere to go. I just bang on the back of their chair until they get tired of, you know, and they move it up. Not putting your phone on airplane mode. Leaving garbage in the seat pocket. Oh, I hate that. They blow their nose and stick the Kleenex in the seat pocket. Disgusting. All right, asking people to switch seats on a plane, I don't mind that. Lying down in the terminal, I can see if your plane has been delayed for 6 hours, you want to lay down. Using both armrests if you're not in the middle seat. Yeah, see, if you're going to be in the middle seat, you get two armrests. That's the compensation we give you. Hanging on or resting your legs in the aisle. Oh, good, always trip somebody coming down the aisle. Ignoring the seatbelt sign. Pushing on or kicking the seat in front of you. I only do that when they recline because I got nowhere to put my knees. Drinking too much, that I never understood. They complain you're getting on the plane tipsy, yet they have nothing but bars and alcohol served throughout the terminal. I never understood that one. Wearing strong cologne or perfume, going barefoot on the plane, that's disgusting, and bringing strong-smelling food on the plane. Nothing like smelling your garlic and onion sandwich when I get on the plane. All right, enough griping this morning. 649, local news, Tamla Sits, WRJN.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect through the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO, move boldly, dance freely.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Main for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Baby, you got the moves that drive me crazy.
I see a trace of love. I need you, honey. I love you so. You were made for me by the stars above. Wrap me gently, wrap me slowly. Take it easy. Don't you know that I have never been loved like this?
Rock Me Gently, 6:55. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. This is odd, but is it really true? Listen to this. A woman on TikTok claims she consumed over 1,000 calories in one sitting just by licking wedding invitation envelopes. You get 1,000 calories from that? I'm not sure I believe that. It's odd, but is it true? I don't think so. Showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 68. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 62. For Juneteenth Day tomorrow, sunny with a high near 75. Right now, cloudy, 65, and extremely humid at Radio Park. This song, Alan Clark from the Hollies, was going to do on his own. He was going to do a separate album all by himself. The Hollies said, you're either with us or you're out without us. So instead of putting this on the album by himself, he gave it to the Hollies.
Thank you.
one cool woman in a black dress. It's 6:59, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Almost everybody's got one neighbor who can be a headache, but no one's got a neighbor like this guy. He is crazy. 72-year-old man in Florida arrested for stalking and filing false claims after calling 911 on his neighbors 647 times this year alone. He made 16,000 911 calls in the last 5 years. Doesn't sound like the neighbors are actually doing anything wrong either. His rap sheet includes multiple battery convictions, DUI, pot possession, disorderly intoxication, passing bad checks, violating probation, and failing to return rented merchandise. These are the neighbors you want, huh? This is the guy you want living next door to you, right? It's 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, we're seeking Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Israel-Iran conflict is now in day six, and President Trump is considering options. He met with officials in the White House Situation Room yesterday. CBS News sources say he's thinking about using U.S. forces to attack Iranian nuclear facilities. The Eurasia Group's Ian Bremmer.
You wouldn't call it hands off. The United States is Israel's most important ally. And of course, the U.S. is providing real-time intelligence, providing enormous amounts of military aid.
The Ayatollah Khamenei has just spoken and vowed Iran will, quote, never surrender. Both sides continue back and forth air and missile attacks. President Trump is expected to give TikTok's Chinese owner another reprieve.
The president will sign an executive order delaying a ban of the app for another 90 days. This will be his third delay of the law Congress passed last year to ban TikTok if its Chinese parent company ByteDance doesn't sell it. Billionaire Frank McCourt is part of a group looking to take over the app and make it safer for kids.
Buying TikTok, moving the user base and the data over to this new made-in-America stack